of Madhya Pradesh Congress Committee, Kamal Nath, on 13th of December was appointed as the 18th Chief Minister of India's heartland. The announcement finally ended the suspense between who would become the CM of Madhya Pradesh. Both Nath and Jyotiraditya Scindia were the two front runners for the position. With wins in 114 seats, the Congress party had not done enough to secure the clear majority, but managed to scrap past the halfway mark with the help of Bahujan Samaj Party and Samajwadi Party. Kamal Nath, from being appointed as Madhya Pradesh Party chief just 7 months before the election to steering the party to victory after an electoral drought of 15 years in the state, Nath has kept his track record intact by being the grand old party's go-to man for managing party's cadres and allies. An astute politician who has worked with three generations of Gandhis, Indira, Rajiv, Rahul, Kamal Nath will be the first congressman to govern Madhya Pradesh since Digvijay Singh, who was succeeded by Uma Bharti in 2003. Since then, BJP had ruled the state. Now let's take a look as how Kamal Nath's bonding with the Gandhi family started off. Kamal Nath studied from Doon School in Dehradun. He and Sanjay Gandhi were the school buddies. Kamal Nath hailed from an affluent family, while Sanjay Gandhi from a family that wielded the political power in the country. Nath's batchmate remembers him as an unconventional person who always had Sanjay Gandhi's back. The stories of friendship between the two still are among the hot topic discussed in Delhi corridors. Not only did he dream of Maruti car, the affordable car of the Indian middle class along with Sanjay Gandhi, but had also went to Tihar jail when Gandhi was put behind the bar during the Janata government days. Recounting his closeness with Gandhi family, Nath recalled his relationship with them. From the years of 1977 to 1980, it was thought that Indira Gandhi would have never returned to power. We used to go to jail. When Indira Gandhi went to jail, Kamal Nath also went to jail. When Sanjay Gandhi went to jail, so did I. From Dehradun to Delhi, he was a shadow of Gandhi, a part of what was then infamously called Sanjay Ki Chhokre. Nath's relation with Madhya Pradesh can be traced back to 1979, when former Prime Minister Indira Gandhi described him as her third son, who helped her to take on Morarji Desai-led regime in 1979. Kamal Nath's association with the Gandhi family can be traced by the famous slogan, Indira Ke Do Haath, Sanjay Gandhi or Kamal Nath, used to introduce him to the people of Chindwara, a place from where Kamal Nath is a 9-time Member of Parliament. Besides being Sanjay Gandhi's closest friend, the Doon tag brought Nath close to Rajiv Gandhi when the young Prime Minister faced a major challenge from VP Singh in 1987. Kamal Nath moved in as one of his close advisors, as he was given the task for managing allies and the opposition, as he had wide acceptability in the political fraternity. Kamal Nath was also alleged of the 1984 anti-Sikh riot after the assassination of then Prime Minister Indira Gandhi. Nath was alleged of instigating the mob outside the Rakhab Ganj Gurudwara, where two Sikhs were burned alive by the mobs, due to which he had to step down from Congress's Punjab in charge in 2016. As per a column written in Scroll, Kamal Nath's presence was there confirmed by two of the senior most officers, Commissioner Subhash Tandon and Additional Commissioner Gautam Kaul, as also by an independent source, the Indian Express reporter Sanjay Suri. As per the report, since Kamal Nath reportedly spent 2 hours in front of Rakhab Ganj Gurudwara on November 1st, the Indian Express reported the next day that he had led the mob. The inference of his complicity was no reflex action, as made clear by journalist Sanjay Suri in his report, as also in his affidavit before the Mishra Commission, an oral deposition before the Nanavati Commission. Suri found that Kamal Nath was controlling the crowd, which he said was looking to him for direction. Though he could not vouch for what exactly Kamal Nath had told the crowd, Suri said that some mobs had charged at the Gurudwara in the Congress leader's presence. Equally significant, he testified that while all that was going on, the bodies of those Sikhs were still burning on the roadside. The infighting in the Congress in Madhya Pradesh was a major challenge, and Kamal Nath was the sole person responsible to bring the scattered Madhya Pradesh Congress back to a mold. For more news updates, log on to www.hwnews.in.
If you like this video, please share it, and we would love to hear your comments in the comments section down here. Also, please do like our Facebook page and follow us on Twitter to get minute-to-minute news updates. For more such shows and videos, well, subscribe to our YouTube channel.